we're going to talk about, we've talked about impact of order of selection. The next subject will be discussion concerning executive director attending national conferences. And to start with, Carlos, would you just kind of give us an overview of what kind of things you're going to now, so that we know?
The main one is the NCSAB National Conference, which is one in April, and the next one is in November. Those are the main ones, same agency. And occasionally there is one or two, but those are the main, the national conventions. So those are the three main ones.
Okay.
And I ask Commissioner Bolger to put this in the agenda. I just want to make sure that if I attend those ones, you are okay with us, and if you are not, I would like to hear that here, so there is no misconception from staff members and the public that in spite of all the budget cuts, everybody is restricted to, but except the director, and that's not the message I want to send. So as director too, those are the areas I learn from. Those are the areas I can speak out, like the deputy secretary or the assistant secretary of education comes to talk to the executive board. I'm on the board, so we ask those questions. If I'm not there, I don't ask questions, but that doesn't mean somebody else could. So there are different ways to do it. I just want to make sure that if I do it, you guys are okay, and if I'm not, I will also know.
So, Carlos, I absolutely have issue with you attending NCSAB. I think it's important that you do. That's where you're going to be able to network with your peers. It's where we're going to be able to find information about, how other agencies are accomplishing, or working through the same struggles that we might have here. That's important, and that's an absolutely important part of your job, or something I think that has to be done. It might not be a popular viewpoint. While I think that the NFB and the ACB conventions are also extremely important for you to attend. If you had to pick one of the three, I think it would be the NCSAB event to attend. But I would like to hear what your feelings are on that. I think that the two consumer organization national conventions bring a lot of benefit and have a lot of great information. Are there things that you're getting there that you're not getting at the NCSAB event? Since we're not providing funding for our staff to go anymore, certainly you going, we have a representative there then, so I can see that point, and you can bring that information back and share it. But anyway, I just wanted to hear what your thoughts were about those two, the consumer events.
I was hoping you guys would make the decision. for consumer conventions, I'm a consumer myself. I've been going to a national convention very much since I came to this country in 1989. I didn't miss anyone since then. Most of the time I pay on my own. I find a lot of value at both conventions. The perspective is different. It's the consumer perspective rather than just network from other executive. At the network with other executive, usually they find ways, without intent, but they find ways not to provide all the services. The consumer conventions, they find ways to provide the services. And I'm not talking just, there are consumers, but there are also executives there. Lawyers, there are experts on Randall Shepard. So it's I go there because I learn a lot, especially from the consumer perspective. Whether or not I have to go, I think that's the question. It's very valuable, but if I have to go due to the constraint, you know, we can always find information in different ways. For me to attend both conventions will be around maybe $3,000 for the both of them.
Well, I appreciate what you said, Carlos. You know, every dollar matters. I belong to one consumer group, and another person belongs to another consumer group. I appreciated that you went last year to the ACB. It was kind of a chance that you got to hear, you know, some of the things ACB is doing nationally that maybe we're not doing so much as a state organization. We're a consumer-driven agency, and right now there's two consumer groups in existence. And I think just what you see at the consumer groups as far as technology and discussions and presentations, I see a lot more value than $3,000. And it is my hope, unless things really go south, and I would trust you, if $3,000 was a make or break dollar amount, I would rely on your judgment, but I think it's an investment that is well worth the money, and it's also your time to spend time with the consumers and just talk about things. And I'm just going to reiterate, we're a consumer driven agency, and we need to support the consumer groups.
No, I basically agree with what you said.
Chad, you got anything?
Well, yeah, I just think it from the business side of things, you know, to go to the convention that you don't learn the most, that directly affects the agency as far as passing down what he's learned there, as he's, you know, as he said, is the main priority. You know, what you learn at the ACB and NFB, that is a consumer group, so we're all consumers. So it's not like, you know, he has to go there to inform us of something that, you know, that we were there to.
I'm sorry, guys.
Is the way I'm looking at it. And so the budget being the way it is, I guess I hold back a little bit of the going to the NFB and ACB, just because we have cut the availability for staff to go. I think even us as commissioners, I can't remember what we decided on that, but seems like we cut that too. And if we haven't, maybe we should.
Would you like to make a motion?
Did you hear that, Chad? You're welcome to make a motion regarding this discussion. If you'd like to temporarily advise that we don't spend money sending our executive director to consumer groups, you have that option as a board member.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we approve him to go to the, let me get the initials correct, is it NCAB?
NCSAB.
Yeah, NCSAB. I make the motion that we pay for Carlos to go to that, but not to the consumer group organizations.
Okay,
we got a motion. Would any of the fellow board members like to second that? We've got a motion that was made by Chad to continue the executive director going to the, tell me the acronym,
NCSAB. National Council of State Agencies.
Yes. But at least for this year, I'm going to make this a one-year motion, not attend the American Council of the Blind or the National Federation of the Blind at the commission's expense. Okay, we'll do a...
Did you make it clear it's national?
National conventions, yes. National conventions. Is the wording okay? Does everybody understand what the motion is?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do a roll call vote. Mike?
Yes.
Chad? Yes means you're for the motion. Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
Robert?
No.
Becky?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And I'm going to say no. So as the motion went, we're still going to have Carlos be able to go to the exact national consumer group conferences at the expense of the agency.
Mark, yeah. I think we're saying it's at his discretion.
At his discretion, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do trust your judgment on that. So, but thank you. It's good discussion. That's why we have boards. We have different people and different perspectives, and I respect everybody's.
I appreciate you letting me bring it up to you guys so you can be clear.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, well, any other discussion on that particular? Do you have any other conferences that you?
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah.
So, besides the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, and I'm not going to get the acronym right for this one, but there isn't there a national group for general or for voc rehab in general?
Right.
And I don't know if you've attended those in the past or not.
I only attended once last year, in November. It's very, very valuable. It's during the same week, the same place, the NCACB conference takes place, except that it's the previous couple of days. So if I go to those ones, we'll be adding two more days of room and board, but
okay.
Shouldn't be adding more plane tickets.
Okay.
But also due to the fact that we are cutting the budget, we also are not subscribed to CSABR this year.
Okay.
Well, Chad, you got a comment?
Yeah, just one other thing, Mark.
Sure.
The reason I said what I said was just because I know the last couple of years we haven't had any state staff meetings because of budget and stuff like that. So before we spend $3,000 in my mind to send Carlos to the NFB or ACB, that, you know, maybe we should use some of that money to get a state staff meeting together, just so the coworkers, you know, they can actually get to see each other once in a while instead of, you know, having to do our thing by conference call to build the morale that's kind of lacking, maybe.
Yeah, there's a state staff meeting scheduled this year. Yeah.
Chad, there is a state staff meeting scheduled this year for late April?
No, April 2nd.
April 2nd, I apologize, so early April.
Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to do it in a different way, where it's going to save a little bit more money than it has in the past years, right?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, Chad, just so you can hear me, I fully understand and respect your comments, and I guess that's why we have a board. You know, I think when we're going to find that there are difficult times financially, there may be some disagreement on how to spend that, and that's why we do votes, and that's not to say next year we'll look at it differently. This is kind of just for this year, and I fully expect and I trust that Carlos, if circumstances are more severe, he'll make the best decision. So, but I guess the majority just decided that we think going to consumer groups are important right now. So.
Just want to make one last comment. Last year I already knew that the budget wasn't that stable, so I didn't go the whole week to the ACB or the whole week to the NFB convention. I got it to half each, so it would be just 1 week combined.
Yep.
So that's what I did, and also spent a lot of time working with the Bridget folks, so my time could be charged into that area. So we are working on that.
All right, well, thanks everybody on that. Going to go down to the next item on the agenda, which is revisit dates and locations for the upcoming quarterly meetings. And there are really two components to this. When we set these dates last time we met in Omaha, we as a group selected dates, and I'll be honest, I made a big error, and I just wanted to let the other board members know and discuss this in front of the public. When we agreed upon the quarterly meeting for May, we like to meet the first Saturday of the month, and I happened to discover that that's the same weekend that my daughter graduates from college, and I didn't have that on my radar at the time. It seems like she's graduating too soon already, but it seemed like it was going to be, for some reason, I just thought it was later, and that was my mistake. And we have a board of five people. No one person is any more important than the other. I'm just going to be honest, if the board would want to consider rescheduling the meeting, I would appreciate it, but I certainly understand if the date that we selected is the what needs to happen, and that's why we have vice chairs and we have different people. I don't like to miss meetings, but this is going to be one time I'm going to put my daughter first and my family first, and I hope you understand. I don't make any apologies, but it's just one of those things that too often in my earlier life, I did things for other reasons and regretted that. And,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So there was just a little bit of a discussion about this previously, in the sense that we floated some dates, and so we could check some things before we came today. And I believe that we're scheduled in May to meet in Nebraska City. We've checked with the NCEC BVI, and both the following two weekends, so it would be the May 11th and May 18th, were both available for them. I believe from a commission board standpoint, some of us have a conflict with the 18th, but everybody was fine. Forgive me if I'm missing somebody, but
yeah.
I think everybody said they were fine with the 11th. Is that
not
true?
She had a schedule problem.
Did you have some?
I could do the 27th or the 4th, the 11th and 18th. If I don't make the trip, I guess it doesn't matter, one way or the other. Someone's going to have to miss something. So.
Okay. Do we know if NCEC BVI would if they would be available for the 27th?
But didn't Mark have something the 27th also?
No, that was April.
Yeah,
but we're talking May now, so it would be the fourth Saturday in May.
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, is that Memorial Day weekend? Thank you.
No.
Okay, so.
We'll be out of school, too.
Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I would leave it up to you, but I guess if you wanted, I'd make a
motion.
I'm thinking about.
And my circumstances might change, but I can't guarantee it. So.
Okay. I would make a motion if you wanted me to.
Yeah, please do.
To move it to the 11th.
Second.
Okay, so I would move that we move the May meeting from the first Saturday
May
to the 4th. Second Saturday. Yeah, May 4th to May 11th. So the second Saturday of May.
Okay. Do we have a second? No, I heard a second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Mike?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Chad?
Can I refrain just because I can't guarantee that I'm going to be there?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll call that abstain? Or?
Yeah.
And I too am going to abstain because I believe in the strength and the unity of the board, and I do appreciate your consideration and accommodating my family. So the motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Chad.
Sally, no,
okay.
Thank you.
That's honestly, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then the second part of the discussion has to do with future meeting locations. For the record, the meeting that will be on May 11th will be in Nebraska City, and the focus topic will be the School for the Blind, whatever the acronyms are, and also it's the same opportunity that we do the annual executive director's review. So those are two pretty big big things. The other discussion that we want to at least talk in the spirit of openness is we'll have that meeting in Nebraska City in May. Then in August, we voted last time to meet in Scotts Bluff. And Mike, would you want to give just a little overview of that whole process of why we selected Scotts Bluff?
Sure. In fact, at first we voted not to go out there, and I brought it up, and due to where our board membership lives, and also the clients that we serve, and making sure that we're accessible to all, we reevaluated it and decided that since we had not been to Scotts Bluff in probably 8 years, that we were going to do that. It is a much more expensive venture for us due to travel, lodging, meals, not just for five board members, but for drivers, for commission staff that travel out there. In the times that we're discussing now, with the financial situation that we're in now, I thought it was imperative that we at least brought it up for discussion. Something that I had not thought about at the time in which I brought it up for discussion again in November was that while we have not had a full board meeting out there in 8 years or whatever the number of years is, with what we're doing now, we are meeting out there. This meeting today is officially in Lincoln and in Scotts Bluff. Every time that Chad meets with us via video conferencing, we are having a meeting in Scotts Bluff. Besides Chad being there and Angie, thank you for coming in and opening the office up, Angie, and helping with some technology and stuff. Miguel, we have a member of the public who is joining us from there as well. So one might say that we are meeting that desire, making sure that we're making the board accessible to those in that region of the state. And so I thought it was a good idea to bring it up and for discussion today.
Thank you. Robert, do you want to have anything you wanted to say?
No.
Okay.
No.
And he was the one that,
I was almost going to say, gee whiz, Chad, you're going to have those meetings out there all the time in the future. We'll never get to see you.
Well,
I do have a question as far as that goes for Mike.
Yep.
Just because, Mike, I bet you might know this as good as anyone. When we do have, say, a conference call meeting, because 50% or 51, I can't remember what it is, has to be in person, and the other two year can be conference call. So, like, I know, is it in August that we're going to do the other conference call meeting because of Becky, right?
At the Scotts Bluff, if it was going to be at Scotts Bluff.
Yeah, if we was going to have it out at Scotts Bluff.
Right.
But if we ended up having the August meeting in Lincoln, we could still do that conference call, and I could come back to Scotts Bluff if Scotts Bluff is still open, because that's the other question. Now we're getting into where we're shutting down all the offices. When we do conference calls, is it going to have to be like at a library?
So, Chad, couple things. So somebody help, you were right on. Somebody else is agreeing with you here, Becky, that our second meeting of the year. So to state the statute, it's not a number of meetings, but only 50% of our meetings can be via video conference. So since we meet typically four times a year, that of course the math is two. Today is one of them. We had tentatively scheduled August as the second one. So if we did not come out to Scotts Bluff, that still could be a video conference and you could be in Scotts Bluff. And And so you, we could do that. The other option would be if you wanted to come back here that time and make the November one. I can't remember if there was a reason why we didn't do November as a video conference. But anyway, like if you didn't want to risk the weather in November, and you wanted to make that one a video conference from Scott's Bluff, I think you're kind of in the driver's seat as far as this decision, as far as which one you think you would rather see as a video conference. And then the only other thing I'd add, Chad, real quick, I apologize. You were talking about location. With the technology that we're using, this is a little shoot from the hip today, using FaceTime off of an iPhone. But you know, typically we're using some video conference setup with a laptop or something like that, and we could do that from any public space, so like a public library or something like that. So you're absolutely right that we could still make that happen even if we don't have an official office space in Scott's Bluff at the time.
Well, for that matter, we could make it so the meeting place is in the library in Alliance too.
That would be true.
But my other question is too, if we do that, a video one, and could we have two video locations? Like, so Becky and then I as well, even though it's one video meeting, but it's two different video locations. And just another
Yeah, so without going back and rereading it, my best recollection is we can have more than one, but we have to have a board member at each location.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if there is a minimum number of board members at like a primary location, but or if we could essentially have five remote sites and have a board member at each one. But I do know that we have to have at least one board member at a remote site.
That's what I know too, Mike.
Well, go ahead.
Somebody was just confirming what I said.
Okay. All right, well, I guess knowing that, and by August, I don't know that this office is going to exist. And with the budget the way that it is and everything else, I guess I would go ahead and make a motion to depending on location yet still, but to have that be a video conference, basically the main meeting be in Lincoln at the offices there, and then have video conference, if Becky still wants it, at her place and at our place via either Scott's Bluff or Alliance.
What?
Okay, so you're making a motion that the meeting would be held in Lincoln in August, but with remote sites yet to be determined based on office availability.
Right, or library, or whatever.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
Second.
Okay, I heard a couple seconds, so I'll say Becky said it first. Okay, I'll repeat the motion as best I can. The meeting in August will be held in Lincoln. And with video conference sites to be determined as sites are available. And I got a motion. I'll call the order, Mike.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes.
And I'll say yes. So thank you. Just goes to example when sometimes we have to do things differently to accomplish the desired goals, and I appreciate on my behalf your flexibility on my personal circumstances. So thank you. We're getting close to the end of the meeting. I thought because of all the information we covered, I would give the public one more opportunity for comment before we adjourn. So if there's anybody in the public that has a comment, we certainly want to hear from you. So,
Kenda.
got two questions that are not on any of the topics we've covered. One is, has anybody heard about the World Group of Blind?
Yeah.
The World Blind Union?
No, it was World Group, I know. I'm not sure which order it was in, but I've never heard of it, and I came across it in something I was reading, and I would like to know more about it at another time. The other thing was, okay, Newsweek magazine. Now, some of you might know that I'm a heavy reader, and I read Newsweek every single week ever since I started the getting the copies. Okay, they quit doing it on Talking Book in October. I really miss it. Does anybody know why they quit doing that?
I think most of us can answer this, but
what's Scott's last name? Does anybody remember?
Schultz.
Thank you. Scott Schultz, who is the director for the Library Talking Book and Braille Services, would be the one to be able to answer that for you, Kendra. But I do know that they evaluate that the books and magazines that are recorded both locally here in Nebraska, but also nationally, and as magazines are looked at every year, they look at readership, and if some magazines are getting a low readership, they might stop recording those and move to a different one to best meet to meet the needs of the desires of the greatest number of people. But so, I mean, in general, that's how those things are kind of looked at. But Scott Schultz would have a more specific answer if you wanted to contact him at the library.
If Omaha is not taping that magazine, is it possible I can get it from some other library in the country?
I don't think Nebraska was taping it at all. It was being done nationally.
Oh, okay.
And then being shared with the library system across the nation.
All right. Thank you. That tells me what I needed to know.
Okay. Any other public
Thanks
comment?
Thanks for the information.
Any other public comment?
Clarification. That qualifies as a public comment, I think. I should really keep my mouth shut. No, I shouldn't. I wanted to clarify with regard to the motion that was just passed regarding the video conference. If my memory serves correct, Mike, it stated that there can only be, 50% of the meetings can be done by video conference, which is written in the whatchacallit. Assuming that August ends up by being one of those other video conferences, my understanding is that no matter what the weather's like in November, you all need to meet in person. Am I accurate in that thought process?
We need a forum.
You have to have a quorum, I get that. But you can't do a video conference in November
If Chad can't make the trip, Chad will be absent.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify, just to make sure we're on the same page.
He'll make every effort he can.
Right, okay, that's all I have.
All right.
I got my 6 seconds
on
horses.
All right. I just thought of something that I thought maybe the public would want to hear. And Carol, would you just briefly tell the public about the Older Blind Conference that's coming up?
I'll try. I gotta see if I can even remember the first dates.
It's in May.
The statewide Older Blind Conference is in May, the 7th through the 9th. In Kearney, and somebody remind me of the hotel.
Fairfield Inn.
Thank you. What specific?
It's for older blind. They need to be a client, right?
Yes, they need to be a client to the agency. It's for older blind individuals, those who are 55 and older. And I'd say if you want like specific details about someone specifically, yourself or something, contact your counselor or one of the district supervisors.
Okay, thank you.
Carol, a number of years ago, Mark and I attended this Vendors for ACB. Are you having vendors this year?
There will be vendors. The agency isn't charging. We're paying for a meeting room space for all the vendors, so that way the hotel wouldn't charge to be out in the hall.
Oh, okay. That's where we were last time, out in the hall.
Yeah, so it'll vendors will be there. It's just going to be in a large meeting conference room instead.
Okay.
Carol, may I send to writing an offer so we can see the hour?
Deanna Jesse, our older blind specialist in the North Platte District, I want to say sometime this month, maybe this next week, is going to be sending out a save the date kind of a thing. So there will be more information coming.
Okay, well, thank you.
I just think that's exciting, and I thought we, as public and board members, we talk to different people, and it's a good event.
Chair, just to clarify something.
Yes.
I don't want people to have misunderstanding why are we having an online conference when there is no money. So I just want to make sure that people do understand if the older blind budget is separate from the VR money, and because we were focusing a lot on pre-ed and VR and the other issues, there is some money left from the older blind. So that's why we are putting together this state conference to make sure that the money stays in Nebraska and that we can serve older blind people. Okay?
Well, board members, are there any other closing thoughts or comments before we wrap this meeting up?
No, none from out here.
All right, well, thank you, Chad, and the folks at Scottsboro. Hearing none, I'll call this meeting to a close, and we'll try it again in Nebraska City, May 11th. So, thanks, everybody. You were great public, and
job,
we appreciate it.